As the previous speaker said, this is a very inspiring atmosphere, and it is actually difficult to keep up with everything. I will speak of folksonomy. Folksonomies, these are a form of indexing very popular in blogs, social networks, and other shared Web 2 systems. I'm sure you all know them very well. I don't want to go into much detail, but I was inspired by a lot of research in ILS, so I had two research questions. Whether terms used as tags in folksonomies are included in UDC, and which facets or attributes of documents match UDC numbers. We analyzed tags in four folksonomies, and their selection was not, it was intentional actually. We wanted to see whether UDC is in fact universal and can cover subject description of different information objects which may not be usually held in libraries. The site Delicious is a web service that allows users to say, share and organize their favorite bookmarks, like addresses of web resources. 200 most popular tags were also selected from 43 things, which is a service that lets users note and share their personal goals. And then Library Thing, which lets users catalog make their own catalog. And here we selected three works for analysis: Cold Mountain, a novel written by Charles Frazier; The Little Mermaid, a famous story by Brothers Grimm; and The Sound of Music by Maria von Trapp. In each case, tags associated with the book, a sound recording, and the movie were analyzed. And the same sample was also analyzed in Amazon, well-known web bookstore. All samples were collected in June of this year. Our content analysis consisted of categorizing tags. Some categories were expected and prepared ahead of time, such as place, time, and genre. These expected categories were obviously based on disciplines expressed in the main UDC numbers and groups of auxiliary numbers. And new categories emerged during this analysis, such as accessibility, ownership, experience, and so on. You will see them later. Slovenian translation of UDC MRF 2006 was used to identify the appropriate UDC numbers for concepts expressed in tags. We expected that terms in 43 things would be present less frequently in UDC because the site focuses on people's wishes and plans, not on library material. And we expected the opposite from Library Thing and Amazon, because we selected traditional library material for their part of our sample. And our expectations proved wrong. More concepts represented in tags of Delicious and 43 things were present in UDC as concepts present in Amazon.com and Library Thing. The largest number of tags from Delicious, this is the black line here, could be found in class 0, UDC class 0. Most tags from this sample were in the area of computer science, no surprise here. This was observed by other researchers. And classes 3 and 7 follow here, 6, 2, and 7. The highest number of tags in 43 things, which is the blue line here, belong to the class 6, and 3 and 7 follow. People seem to be interested in health, arts, and topics of social and ethical nature. Most tags from Library Thing, this is the green line, fall in the class 7. Auxiliary numbers expressing place and time rank second, and class 8 expressing literary genre ranks third. Classes 0 and 9 follow. Class 0 represents the carrier, like DVD, and two works in our sample have some historical background. A Cold Mountain speaks of American Civil War, and The Sound of Music of Second World War. And very similar results to a Library Thing are results for Amazon. This is the red line here. Most tags are in class 7, expressing music and film. Auxiliary numbers expressing time and place follow, and classes 8 and 9 rank third. Names were very frequently assigned as tags for books, movies, and soundtracks, and they account for the largest share of concepts excluded from UDC. Most frequently, they were actors' names, authors, literary characters, names of people that were the topic of the work, owners' names, and trade names. It is interesting that the names of actors in the film version of the story were assigned to the book, like Julie Andrews to the book, The Sound of Music. These names appeared in Library Thing and Amazon most frequently. In Delicious, software names appeared, and in 43 Things, only 3 actors and 4 trade names appear among our tags. Curiously, the title of the tagged work was repeated among tags for the same work in about 10% of cases in Amazon and Library Thing. Titles of other works were also mentioned in Amazon and Library Thing, establishing a connection with bibliographic universe, and it seems that here we can find some support for functional requirements for bibliographic records building this bibliographic universe. In total, a topic was most frequently expressed by tags in the sample. Genre ranks third in total and is the second most frequently expressed attribute among Library Thing and Amazon, which is quite obvious. It only appears once in 43 Things. The form of the document is represented by terms such as soundtrack, movie, or news, and we have a related attribute, carrier, expressing the technology supporting the media, like Blu-ray or the media itself. Then edition is expressed just a few times in Library Thing and Amazon. It is also related to the form of document and can refer to the movie version as opposed to the book. These two codes were kept separate because in some cases the movie tag would appear among tags assigned to the book. In such a case, this denotes a different edition and does not describe the form of the information object itself. Evaluation is just as frequently used attribute as form in total. Awards are also a very closely related attribute. In contrast with subjective evaluation of items by users, awards are usually given by a professional authority and are regarded as an objective evaluation. While subjective evaluation was always discouraged in library catalogs, awards could be part of notes area in ISBD. Collection or series is a relatively popular group of tags among users of Library Thing and Amazon, but not used in 43 Things and Delicious. And this attribute can be closely related to ownership when it is expressed with a tag like my DVDs or my collection. And this information can be part of Area 6 in ISBD, but is not part of subject description in library catalogs. There are a number of attributes that seem to be important to the users and are also part of the UDC, and they are listed up here on the screen. Attributes which could not be expressed with UDC constitute 24% of all tags in the sample. They represent awards, series, collection, edition, evaluation, experience, and so forth. Some of these categories form part of bibliographic description. They constitute 6% of all tags. However, none of the analyzed sites adopts ISBD, and as a consequence, their bibliographic information is not complete. It seems that this information is actually important to users for information objects like books, sound, and video recording. Among the remaining tags, which could not be represented by UDC numbers, evaluation alone holds 9% share. It is unlikely that evaluation would become part of a bibliographic or subject description. However, if this information was included among users' tags in the library catalog, it would probably be helpful and useful to some library users. Form of document and medium are two attributes related to each other that are both usually part of bibliographic description and can also be expressed with UDC numbers. The question is whether repetition of the same data in the bibliographic and subject description part of the catalog record is reasonable and economically justifiable. Repetition of title proper of the work in about 10% of cases in Amazon and Library Things seems particularly troublesome. Trent and Behrman report a similar finding when they compared user-assigned tags to museum documentation. Primary title was assigned in 25% of cases and creator in 7%. We were also surprised by the high rank of evaluation tags for Library Thing and Amazon. Librarians carefully avoid such categorization because it is subjective and could be offensive to the user. It also cannot be expressed with UDC numbers. Another surprise was the large number of names among tags for traditional library material. Names can be added to the UDC numbers. However, the question is whether all the associated different roles could and should be expressed in the UDC. And ambiguity is a frequent complaint about folksonomies. Neologisms may be culturally biased. There may be some terms among tags we do not understand that are part of users' everyday vocabulary. This is why we did not name our category neologisms, but rather ambiguous or unclear terms. 1% of tags was unclear for delicious, 6% for library thing, 4% in Amazon. Unclear tags represent 8% of the total tags for Cold Mountain and Amazon in 2007, according to a study done by my students. And Spiteri found 10% of tags in Delicious were neologisms, slang, jargon. We do not know whether these percentages are high or low. It can be expected that they could cause difficulties in searching and browsing. It takes time to include new concepts in established indexing languages. And how can we use all these findings in library catalogs? I'm not the first one to suggest these ideas, but I will go through them anyway. Golub and colleagues present a project where user tagging was enhanced by traditional indexing languages. They found that users like to utilize this assistance offered by those indexing languages. And we would take this suggestion further in direction of Smith's observations in structured reports in Vasilians.com and Mifidia.com. These services identified the most frequent facets or attributes among tags and structured their input by those attributes. We propose that the user is offered a structured form for adding his or her tags, and the structure would separate personal and geographic names, authority files for personal and corporate names, and thesauri for geographical names could be offered here to help the user in selecting the appropriate form of name. UDC could be offered to help users in select topic, genre, form, and medium. When recording time, users should be offered examples of standardized form for reporting time. It should not be too difficult to link data from ISBD Area 6, this is the series area, to this form. Suggestions could also be offered regarding awards, and on the other hand, evaluation, action, purpose, experience, and so on, should remain entirely free of suggestions. We believe that users should not be forced to use any of these suggested terms. They should be able to either use them or write their own. It would be also appropriate to ask users to suggest similar works. The form should provide space for entering any other terms any user wishes to add to that cannot fit in other prescribed fields. Our suggestion for such a structure structured interface with the user is also based on Markey's observation that people are generally inclined to work on the principle of least effort, but they are likely to be quite persistent if the system supports them during their work search and exploration. Our finding that a larger proportion of tags used in Delicious and 43 Things can be found in UDC compared to LibraryThing and Amazon tells us that UDC is indeed universal and could support not only library catalogs but diverse social networks and digital repositories as well. So I would support our morning speakers that called for an open access to UDC. Here's another reason why we should open UDC. Thank you.